Hey, baby. All right. Thank you all for tuning in. This is Let's Jazz It Up with Lady Diva here. That is Hey, Baby. That is one of the tracks Janitha Reddick has participated in. That is with Alan Knighton. He is the leader of that group. Hopefully, he will call in on the show soon. Welcome, everyone. Thank you all for tuning in. Phone lines are open. We are with Janitha Reddick. She is the trombonist. Hello, Janitha. Are you with me?
Hi. Yes, I am. How are you doing today?
All right. All right. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Douglasville, Georgia.
All right, Georgia fans. All right. Phone lines are open. You know my guest line number. Call in. Give a shout out. All right. So tell us, who inspired your talent and skills as a trombone player, Janitha Reddick?
Well, it started a long time ago. Trombone wasn't actually, you know, my instrument of choice, but I grew to love it, and I just became, like, you know, inspired just to play it. I started out playing in the sixth grade. The band director, he actually tested us out on, you know, different mouthpieces or what have you. And whatever the natural sound came out, that helped them to actually pick, you know, who played what and everything. And so the next day he had our instruments actually by who was actually supposed to play the particular instrument, and I was on trombone, and I was like, oh my gosh, trombone, I don't know if I want to play that, because like saxophone was the actual instrument that I wanted to play, because my big brother actually played that, and so I was set on that. But I actually practiced the trombone every day. I just grew to love it. Like I said, I had first chair and actually got a scholarship to Morris Brown and was able to matriculate in that. So I was excited, you know, and I still play, you know, so I just absolutely love it.
I can see your action and your character and personality, your fashion stylistic way and how you carry yourself. And you actually inspire other young women and trombone players. And I'm quite sure Jeff Bradshaw is inspired as well. He's one of your buddies.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, I actually met him. I want to say it was like 2013. I went to one of his concerts in at the Clayton County amphitheater. So I got a chance to meet him. I had bought his album and everything, and he's just an excellent trombone player. His style is very unique, and
yeah,
I just love it. Yeah,
he has been on my show a couple of times. Matter of fact, he got a new album out called Stronger that he wants to come back on my platform to talk about. But as we're moving on to the show, let's talk about that track I just played, Hey Baby, by Alan Knighton.
Yes. Yeah, so that track, we actually recorded that a few months ago. Alan Knighton is a good friend of mine. He actually played with Jeff Bradshaw, now that you mention him. So, yeah, he's a very, very talented saxophonist. I've been knowing him for about as long as I've been knowing Jeff Bradshaw. He's play around Atlanta, and he has a Christmas album out as well. So hopefully he can call in and, you know, talk about that and everything.
Yeah.
There's tubas in the song. There are trombones, me, of course. There's trumpets. So he wanted to actually get a feel of that marching band sound. And it doesn't actually fit into any genre, but as he would say it, you know, but it's very refreshing to listen to. And if
it
you
is.
Love the marching band, then you love that song.
Yes. Yes. So you have participated in some movies like Drumline. How did that happen?
Yes, I have. Well, like I said earlier, I went to Morris Brown College, where director Eddie Ellis, was the band director. And I want to say it was my junior year when they actually filmed that. And so it was very exciting, you know, getting to meet all the stars and me being in college and, you know, just being able to actually just do what I do because, you know, I was actually already at Morris Brown. So, and then we actually play marching band. We play in a marching band. So that's what we actually do. So it was just second nature. And then, you know, just having to go into the studio, we recorded the songs first. And then we actually got out on the field and, you know, did the shows. And it was just very exciting. Like it was a good experience.
That is so cool. Wow.
Yeah.
So name the current band that you're participating with right now.
Right now I'm in a band called The Main Attraction. That is one of my, that is my corporate band that I'm in.
Okay.
Under the direction of Benny Crane. We actually travel and do, we do wedding reception shows.
Okay.
We do birthday parties and holiday parties and things of that nature. Very, very high energy band.
Okay.
I actually have some of my my vocalist friends listening at this time.
Okay.
Sadiz and Frankie and Somalia. So, yeah, so they should be listening. But I really love that band. They are just exciting just to, you know, just play in that band.
Well, thank you for that information. Wow, girl. Your bands that you participated with various bands, what music genre do you do? All kinds?
Yeah, pretty much all kinds. I do folk music. My friend Aviva and the Flying Penguins, she actually has a band. And we do like children's songs. We also do Jewish songs. We play at different Jewish elementary schools.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a particularly different genre that I play for. But yeah, we actually just recorded a children's album as well. It's called Clutterbug. So in that particular album, it actually helps kids with, you know, things like cleaning up and learning about different feelings and things like that. So, yeah, sort of like that.
That is cool. You are a busybody. Well, we're going to move on into the show. Thank you for letting us in on your life journey. We're going to play Christmas Time Is Here. Shaniza, this song, this track right here, it sparked a lot of people's attention. Rob J Band, tell us about how you got involved with Rob's J Band and this new single. Go right ahead, tell us something.
Yeah, so when I was at Morris Brown, I met a trumpet player. His name was Ryan Jackson. He actually called me up to be in this particular band. You're looking for a trombone player. It's under the direction of Reggie Strong Jr. And we were actually filming this song, and we actually filmed it last year. We recorded it last year, and it's on all platforms. You can actually purchase it on Spotify and, you know, Apple Music and things like that. So, yeah, anywhere you go, YouTube, you can find it. So,
well, I'll tell you, there's a lot of people really loving it right now. So, Reggie, are you on air?
Yes, I am. I'm here.
Oh, you need to talk, buddy. You need to talk. What inspired you to do this track, Christmas Time Is Here?
So I've been working with the group Soul For Real. They're known for the hit song Candy Rain.
Yeah.
And so I was working with them, and I came up with an idea. I was like, y'all need to do a Christmas single because they have amazing vocals. So they end up recording it, and I took the Charlie Brown Christmas song.
Yeah.
Christmas is here.
Yeah.
The nice little R&B vibe, and I was, you know, of course, I hit up the horn players, and And Shanita's so dope on the trombone.
Yeah.
Oh,
thank you.
They came in and killed it. And I think without putting too much effort into it, got over, I believe, over 500,000 streams within the first month. And so, yeah, I'm excited about that song.
Yes. It's blowing up on all my pages, Twitter, IG, Facebook, Facebook groups, everywhere. And there are people want to know who you are.
Well, yeah, I'm Reggie Strong.
Yeah, yeah. So, well, I'm going to stop japping my jaws and play the famous Christmas Time Is Here, Shanita Riddick and Reggie from the Robes J Band. Stay tuned, everyone. I'll be right back. Rob's J Band and Shanita Riddick on trombone. Hey, you guys, I think y'all really did it good for sparking us all at the end of the year with this nice melody, relaxing, smooth melody. And I really appreciate it. Thank you. You really had me falling out the chair because I like, where did this come from? So, I would like to ask both of you, Reggie, you and Shanita, are y'all going to collaborate on any other tracks again? Because I'm quite sure fans want to know.
Absolutely. We actually have about 5 or 6 singles coming out that we've been working on getting ready. And then we're actually going to do a video shoot of Christmas Time with, is here with us.
Oh.
So for real.
Yeah.
Sorry, Shalita, to tell you.
I was saving that as a surprise.
Okay.
Yay.
We also worked with a artist who was on a show with T.I. And what's her name? Cardi B. And Shanita was featured on that, and that's doing well as well. So I'm excited.
All right. Thank you for that information.
Lots of great things. Lots of great things.
Yes. Yes. And Shanita, wow, girl. You love to support your band. You love to put in support for your band. And I appreciate that with you doing that. Your name will just go on forever. So I'd like to ask you, what other projects you have in the near future or music projects you're working on you like to tease us about?
All right. I do have another band called Session 9 that I'm in. We actually work with different artists, and if they have like tracks, and we learn those tracks, and we actually put a live band feel to their music. That's under the direction of Tyrone Bowie and Abie Fubara. Excuse me if I'm messing up his name, but we're actually doing. We have some projects in the making as well for Christian E. Porter. I don't know if you know her. She's from the Christy Show. Are you familiar with her? She does Sister Charlene. She has like a she acts like a church deaconess, I guess you would say, and she has these white heels, and she's a comedian, so she goes and she does shows as well. But we have some things coming up with her, an album. I have my horn section that I put together for that, which is Keith White on trumpet and John J. Sachs Watkins on saxophone.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you for all that information. So with all these upcoming projects, do you have a website? And that information and your social media information, please, can you give it so all of our listeners and new fans out there can follow up with you?
Absolutely. You can find me on Instagram at Shanita on Bone. That's Shanitha Onbone. And I'm also on Twitter as well as Shanita Reddick. That's Shanitha Reddick.
All right. And how many pages you have on Facebook?
On Facebook, I just have 2. One is under my name, and then another one is under Shanita Onbone as well.
Okay. I got to get you on Twitter because I got you pinned up on Twitter, honey. I got you pinned up.
Okay. I appreciate that, Ms. Brady.
Yeah, and Reggie, come on now. You got to speak up. What is your website and your social media pages?
Yes, my website is diverse.net. That's D-Y-V-E-R-S-T-S-E, I'm sorry, .net. And you can find me on Facebook under Reggie Strong Jr. and Instagram Reginald_Strong.
All right. Thank you for that information.
Thank you.
Thank you. And any music projects you have coming up, you will have it all on your website and on your social pages as well?
Absolutely.
All right. I want to thank you for calling in on the show, taking your time out to participate. Thank you so much. Shanita. So what is the ultimate desire which you wish your fans to get out of your music, along with your support with the various bands you're with?
Well, the support of the various bands I'm with, that actually comes from like just being inspired by music, period, you know. And also just being inspired to be your best self, just, you know, not just with jazz or R&B. It's the music that I wish to actually come out with is, like, inspirational. So kind of like gospel, but in with a mix of smooth jazz and R&B. So that's what I want to come out with, and, you know, just have an easy listening crowd, you know. They can just listen to it and enjoy it, and, you know, they can cook with it, you know, anything.
Yeah.
They can do anything.
Well, y'all got my attention, so, hey. So, Shanitha, you are more than welcome to give a shout-out to all the people that have supported you through your music career. Go right ahead.
Absolutely. I want to shout-out my mom, Vanitha Reddick. I want to shout-out my uncle and Cephas Reddick, and my dad, Mr. Bobby James, who's actually a musician as well. He's a legendary vocalist. My grandmother, Eva Reddick, my aunt, Carol Reddick. She's just, they've been very supportive throughout my musical career, and I just really thank them for everything. All of my band directors, Ms. Ursa Watkins, and also Darren Johnson. He was my high school band director, and Eddie Ellis.
All right. Well, how about let's give it to my applause. They will continue to support you through the years. And any words of encouragement you want to give while we're dealing with dark times today, Shanitha?
Absolutely. I just want to, you know, tell everyone just to keep it moving, you know, just be inspired, be self-motivated. You know, everybody may not agree or may not, you know, think that you're good enough, but don't even listen to that. You know, just stay motivated and just keep moving.
All right. Thank you for those words of encouragement. Wow. Shanitha Reddick, everyone, here on the platform. I want to thank you for taking out your time to participate. Also, Reggie, to come on my platform. Also, I would like to ask you about the last track I'm going to play on the showcase here. Happy Holidays by Danny Rowntree. What's up with that track?
All right. Happy Holidays is by Danny Rowntree. This young lady, I met her. I was actually in another corporate band at the time. She was a vocalist. And we used to travel together and play with this particular band. And she actually branched off and, you know, was doing like different solo projects, and she has a Christmas album out as well. And so on this particular album in 2015, I was able to record Happy Holidays. And I'm very grateful to actually have her on, to have, you know, played on that record with her. That was amazing.
Oh, well, thank you for that information. Thank you. So we're about to close and sign out of this showcase. I want to thank you again. And this show has been recorded. And also, Reggie and Shanitha, if you have any other information you'd like to give at this time, this is the perfect time to do so.
All right. I actually have a show coming up. It is at the Cave Restaurant and Lounge. That is at 3430 Covington Drive in Decatur, Georgia, 30032. I'll be performing with the band there, and it's going to be a great event. So just come out. It starts at 9 o'clock, and that's going to be on Saturday, on tomorrow.
Well, thank you for that information. Thank you. And Reggie, can you give us that information for that online event, please, again? Hello, Reggie, are you still there? I think he's gone. Well,
yeah, I think he does.
Okay. Well, the show has been recorded. If anyone has missed what Reggie had mentioned, that he will be doing an online performance with his band and all. And so this is Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva, signing out. Let's jazz it up. And Chanitha, you keep in touch. Hopefully you'll come back with some more music projects. And I want to thank you.
Absolutely.
And happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Thank you so much.
Good night, everybody. Double close.